Revelation 22. John continued describing what he saw in the New Jerusalem. He then concluded the book. He said, "As I was looking at the New Jerusalem, the angel showed me the river of living water. It was crystal clear and flowed out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. It flowed right down the middle of the main street. The tree of life was on both sides of the street. It had 12 kinds of fruit and produced a crop each month. All the nations went to the tree and found precious healing in its leaves. It was then I realized that never again would anything be cursed. Servants of God went to his throne and worshiped him. They were allowed to look up and see his face. His name was written on their forehead. There was no night in the city, so people didn't need sunlight or lamps. The Lord God provided light for them. They ruled forever as if they were kings. I was looking at all this when the angel turned to me. He said, 'What you're looking at will happen. The Lord gave me this message for you.' He said, 'People are to get ready, because when this happens, it'll happen fast. They'll be blessed if they focus on what you have written.' At that point, I fell down and worshiped the angel." He was shocked. "Don't do that. I'm just a servant like you. You're to worship God." He then said, "Listen carefully. What you're writing is extremely important. Make sure people read it. Don't worry about their response. Leave that to God." Suddenly, I heard Jesus talking to me. He said, "I'm coming, and when I do, it'll be fast. I'll give rewards for what each person has done. I'm the A and the Z, the first and the last, the beginning of everything, and the end of it all. I'll bless those who are prepared for my coming. I'll invite them to the tree of life. They can walk right through the gates of the city and come in. The wicked aren't welcome. They'll have to stay outside. I sent this angel to you. I told him to show you these things. Remember, I'm the root and the branch of David. I am the bright and morning star." Suddenly I heard the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." Then it was echoed back, "Come." Again I heard, "If you're thirsty, come. Come and drink living water." Oh, my dear friends, be careful what you do with this book. God will judge you accordingly. Don't make up what's not there. Don't pick and choose what you want to believe. It's all true. As I wrote this, I suddenly heard Jesus say, "Something else is true. I'm coming back, and soon." I said, "Yes, Lord. Come."